From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, August 5th. A series of recent thunderstorms caused dozens of fires in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
In the past month, lightning has struck the forest more than 5,000 times. The strikes created nearly 60 fires, but forest officials say almost all of them were quickly contained. Right now, only one is still burning. The Green Fire started on July 1st. It's burned nearly 20,000 acres and is almost fully contained. Tom Stokesberry is the public affairs officer for the Shasta Trinity National Forest. He says the storms have cleared, but firefighters are still keeping an eye out.
We can't have holdover fires. When lightning strikes, sometimes it takes a few days for them to show themselves with the smoke, depending on where they hit. So we will continually be active in patrolling the forest, both by ground and air.
He says thunderstorms are expected to return in a few weeks. In the meantime, high temperatures are expected to dry out fuels and raise the risk of fire in the area. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, the Reading Police Department recently seized a large amount of cash and weapons from several illegal cannabis grows. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
Reading PD officers served warrants at four separate residences. At the first house on Jordan Drive, investigators found a sophisticated cannabis cultivation operation. At a second house on Montana Sky Drive, they discovered a second operation. They seized 21 pounds of processed marijuana, 41 weapons, and more than $465,000 in cash. The suspect was arrested and booked on multiple felony charges. In a separate investigation, officers found what they again described as sophisticated cannabis cultivation operations at two other residences. The suspect in that investigation wasn't at either location during the searches. The department says the investigations are ongoing. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And PG&E customers can expect lower bills in 2026. The utility says this follows a stable 2025 and strong second quarter financial results. Profit increased slightly to $521 million, up from $520 million last year. The utility's 2027-2030 rate review proposes the smallest percentage increase in a decade, aiming for consistent 2027 billing compared to 2025. Also, the presiding judge on the California Supreme Court is criticizing immigration sweeps and detainments at courthouses across the state. Chief Justice Patricia Guerrero said Thursday she is deeply concerned about the reported federal immigration enforcement actions and their potential chilling effects. Guerrero said making California courts sites of immigration enforcement discourages witnesses and victims from coming forward and people from asserting their rights. Guerrero's statement comes days after federal immigration agents arrested multiple people at Butte County Courthouse in Oroville. Detentions have also continued at the Federal Immigration Court in downtown Sacramento. Additionally, hundreds of thousands of California students are attending a school located in a high or very high fire danger zone. That's according to an EdSource analysis of CAL FIRE and state fire marshal data. Around 730,000 students go to one of these schools, around 13% of public school attendance statewide. Almost 1,500 public schools are located in or close to a fire hazard severity zone, which indicates general wildfire behavior in the area. In the North State, nearly 200 schools fall into those zones. During the campfire, four schools were destroyed and nine had extensive damage. Experts say schools should develop proper safety plans and work to make their campuses more fire resilient.
And Rockland Republican Congressman Kevin Kiley is introducing a bill to prevent redistricting in the middle of a decade. Kiley said his legislation would nullify new maps adopted by states before the 2030 census, including any adopted this year. In his announcement, Kiley criticized Governor Gavin Newsom's calls to reshape the state's congressional districts. He says Newsom is overturning precedent set by the state's Independent Redistricting Commission, which was approved by voters in 2010. Newsom has called for a potential ballot measure and special election in November for voters to weigh in on creating new districts. His proposal comes in response to Texas Republican plans to redraw their congressional districts and maintain control in the House of Representatives. Also, a new recycling center has opened in Chico. The family-owned S&L Recycling opened a location along Highway 32 on Friday. The center pays by the pound for recyclable glass, aluminum, and plastics. The recyclables are then taken to the North State Recycling Center in Redding to be processed. S&L Recycling in Chico is open 7 days a week and also has locations in Red Bluff and Los Molinos. In other news, the Redding Area Bus Authority has discontinued its Senior Ride Free program following federal funding cuts. Those 60 and older will pay a fare of $2 per day to ride RABA. Seniors already enrolled in the Seniors Ride Free program will still be able to ride for free. Transit manager John Ando told Action News Now the agency is looking for alternate funding sources. And finally, it's the first Tuesday of the month, and that normally means Chico's City Council would be expected to meet tonight. But this week, residents should stay home. The council is on a special summer schedule, so there will be no meeting tonight. The next time they'll be meeting is August 19th, and it'll be the only meeting this month. The council's regular meeting schedule resumes in September. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, August 5th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.